is Daf Nun Tes. So the very top of the new Mishnah begins. Yesh Tuno Shemin Vilavona. There are those, these are one of the classic Mishnahs where it breaks up the four different categories. There's those that require different menachos that require Shemin and Lavona. Shemin Vlo Lavona. There's another category that requires Shemin but not Lavona. A third category, Lavona Vlo Shemin. And then finally, Lo Lavona Vlo Shemin doesn't require either one of them. So the mission now explains these categories. Elu Tuunos Shemen of Lavona. The following are examples of types of menachos that require both Shemen and Lavona. Minchas Asolas. What's Minchas Asolas? The very top Rashi tells us Minchas Asolas is Hamisnadev Mincha Stam. A person says, I want to take upon myself a Mincha. Doesn't describe which type. So what's a Stam Mincha? Maybe Isaron Solas. That's the amount he gives a shear of flour that amounts to an Isaron. The shaman of Lavona, Ubola, he puts oil in Lavona, he mixes it together, Vekomsa, Kemoshi Chai, then he does a kamitza while it's still raw, he hasn't baked it or fried it at all. Ubididei, Ksiv, shaman of Lavona. In that context of a Stam Mincha, Mincha Solas, that's where it mentions the requirements of shaman of Lavona. Bechol Hanach Achrini, Lo Ksiv, Lavona. Now, with regards to all the other Menachos, it doesn't mention Lavona in the Pasuk. Elav mi mincha solas garminam. Mincha solas is the source of Lavona, and we apply that to all the other relevant karbanos of menachos. Dichsiv ba nefesh. It says nefesh by minchas solas. Umashma dechol minchas yachid. Whenever there's a da minchas yachid, to an shemen of Lavona, kazu. That's the source. So that's a stam mincha, mincha solas. And then the Mishnah says, umachvas. If you use a machvas, which is a type of mincha that's fried in a low pan with a little bit of oil just to have it fried in a, it comes off very hard and cracks. Or marcheshes, which is deep frying. Vachalos varikikin. Chalos varikikin is machlokis. Rashi writes that chalos varikikin are really the same size. One has oil inside mixed together, one has oil on the outside, but they pretty much look the same. The Ibn Ezra says no, that chalos are mixed together. It's thicker, it rises, and rikikin are very flat. They are different in the way they appear. So that's a machlokis if there is a difference between chalos and rikikin. Then the Mishnah says another example is minachos. This is the next category. Minchas Kohanim, which is Kula Kaliyo, the Kohen gives a mincha. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol brings every single day the Chavitin, that's called Kohen Mashiach. Minchas Oved Kochavim, which is referring to if a Goy were to be Minisnadev to bring a mincha, which he's allowed to. Minchas Nashim, if women are Minadev to bring. Minchas Omer. These are all in that same category, requiring both Shem and Lavona. But Minchas Nesachim, Tuna Shemin Vein Tuna Levon. If a person brings a Minchas Nesachim that accompanies a Behema, so that requires only Shemin, doesn't require Levona. Lechem Apanim Ta'on Levona Vein Ta'on Shemin. Lechem Apanim have Levona there, but there is no Shemin on Lechem Apanim. And then Shtei Lechem, Minchas Chote, and Minchas Kanal, so these are the last three, Ein Tunin Lo Shemin Velo Levona. They don't need, require any of the two. So Gemara now says, Amar Rapapa says, Kol Hecha the Tanan, whatever it says in the Mishnah, whatever we're talking about, whatever types of menachos, Eser Tanan. When he says to bring, it says to bring, you should be bringing 10 of these chalos. So when it says, let's say for example, to bring the Minchas Mafetanor, you should bring 10 of them. Either 10 chalos or 10 rikikin. You have to have that consistency. It has to be 10 of the same type. That's all lafuke midi Rabbi Shimon damar mechze chalos mechze rakikin yavi. You're allowed to bring, it doesn't have to be all 10 chalos or all 10 rakikin. You could have the mixing and matching. It could be 5 and 5, it could be 6 and 4, whatever split you want. That's a different opinion. Kamashmalan dulo. Our Mishnah tells us, this statement, our Papa is telling us, our Mishnah is saying has to be consistent. 10 have to be either chalos or 10 rakikin. We don't hold of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, the Brisa now says in the Gemara Taner Rabbanan, V'nasata aleha shemen. The Pasuk says, with regards to one of the menachos, you place on it, you place shemen. What do you mean, aleha, on it, as opposed to something else? The Gemara darshins, aleha shemen velo al lechem apanim shemen. You only place on this particular mincha, the mincha soles, you place shemen, but you don't place shemen on the lechem apanim. Sheyachal, one may have thought you should place shemen on lechem apanim. How? Why would you think this? Valo dinhu, isn't it logical to say you should put shemen on lechem upon him? Ma minchas nisachim shenon tuna levona yet tuna shemen minchas nisachim, which again are menachos that accompany a carbon behema. We saw above in the Mishnah that it requires shemen but does not require levona. So then, lechem apanim sheton levona. If lechem apanim do require levona, as it does in the say in the pasuk, eino din sheton shemen. So certainly, it should require shemen as well. That's where the pasuk says, tamalomer aleha aleha shemen v'lo al lechem apanim shemen. Only the mincha mentioned in the pasuk requires shemen to exclude something else that doesn't require shemen, namely lechem apanim, does not require shemen. Meaning, even though there's a kav chomer that would suggest you should put shemen on lechem apanim, the pasuk aleh tells me aleh v'lo al lechem apanim shemen. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk in the same context, v'samta aleh levona. You place levona on it. So again, the word aleh is going to exclude something else that you don't place levona. Aleh levona on this particular mincha, you do place levona. V'lo al minchas nisachim. Minchas nisachim, which again is the mincha that accompanies a carbon mehema, you do not put shemen, nor do you put levona on either, like we have right here. So the Gemara says, sheyacha, one may have thought, v'halo dinu, isn't it a kav v'chomer? Ma lechem apanim, shein taon shemen, you don't have to put shemen on lechem apanim yet, taon levona, but a lechem apanim does require levona. Minchas nisachim, she taon shemen, you do need to put shemen with on a minchas nisachim. So eino din, she taon levona, so certainly it should require levona, like a lechem apanim requires levona. Tamalomar aleha aleh levona, only that mincha mentioned the pasuk requires levona, below minchas nisachim, to the exclusion that minchas nisachim does not require levona. So then the Gemara says, mincha, the word mincha appears an extra time in the pasuk. What's it coming to include? Minchas the rabbos, minchas shmini levona. That minchas shmini as well required levona. What's minchas shmini? Minchas shmini is referring to in the Yom HaShmini, when they came to Milum and setting up the base of Migdash, and the Mishkan rather, that mincha also required shemen, or levona rather. Then the Gemara says, he, the word he, is excluding something. So while minchas shmini is included in the requirement of levona, he is coming lahotzi shtei lechem shelo yitanu lo shemen v'lo levona. So the word above, aleha, taught me there's no shemen on lechem upon him, and the word here, he, it says levona minchas he, tell me that it also doesn't require levona. The lechem upon him doesn't require levona. I'm sorry, you're right. Shelechem of the Shavuos does not require shemen, nor does it require levona. So these are various joshes. Now what's very unclear, which the Gemara is about to now explore, how come we chose to exclude lechem panim from this one, shelechem from that one, and minchas nisachim for this one? What indicated that we're excluding that as opposed to something else? So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we're quoting the brice above. Aleha shemen v'lo ala lechem panim shemen. So we said that only that mincha mentioned the pasuk requires shemen, aleha, but something else does not require shemen, namely lechem apanim. Ema, maybe we should say, aleha shemen v'lo al minchas kohanim shemen. Maybe we should exclude minchas kohanim from requiring shemen and say lechem apanim requires shemen. Why are we excluding lechem apanim and not excluding minchas kohanim? So Gemara says, Mistavra, it makes more sense that minchas kohanim havle the ribuye. It makes more sense to say minchas kohanim require shemen. It's more like the case of the minchas solas mentioned in the pasuk. How so? Gemara explains, shekein isaron. Both the minchas kohanim is isaron, the shir isaron, and so too is the minchas solas mentioned in the pasuk is isaron. Kli, both of them require kli to do the kneading, and lechem apanim doesn't require kli. Even though there's a tanur, there's an oven, that's not called a kli. Another comparison of minchas kohanim to minchas solas is that chutz. What's the lach of the chutz? That the avoda is all in the chutz, it's outside in the azara, as opposed to lechem apanim is placed on the shulchan, which is in the hecha, which is more bifnim. Another comparison is vitsura. What does vitsura mean? That I think it's describing the shape. That there's a certain tsura to the lechem apanim as opposed to the minchas soles and the minchas kohanim. Hagasha, that the menachos require hagasha to the base to the mizbeach, but lechem apanim does not require hagasha. Ve'ishim, and finally all the menachos have part of it go on the fire on the mizbeach, but lechem apanim has no part going on the fire. So for all these reasons, we want to include minchas kohanim to minchas soles, that minchas kohanim should also require shemen. Gemara is the other Abba. You should say the opposite. Lechem aponim havaleli rebuya. You should include lechem aponim requiring shemen, because that too is very similar to the minchas solas mentioned in the pasuk. How so? Shekein tzibora. It's both the shayach and the tzibor. Lechem aponim is in the tzibor, and so too you could have a... this is referring to the minchas haomer, actually. The minchas haomer ashes is also in the tzibor. Then it says, chove, there's a requirement to bring the lechem aponim, as there's a requirement to bring minchas omer. Then Tamya, the lach is that a carbon tzibur is able to be docha tuma, as opposed to minchas kohanim cannot be docha tuma. And the achil, that the leftover, the shiari omer is eaten, and so to lechem apanim is eaten, but the minchas kohanim, none of it's eaten, it's kula kol, it all gets burnt up. It's shayach pigol. Pigol, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says the 8 lines up or so, pigula. What does pigol mean in this context? What's that comparison? B'shiyari Omer Noeg Pigel Sherei Komets Matirim. Whenever there's a matir to the carbon, that's where pigel is relevant. So Minchas Omer has a pigel. There's you separate to do a kmitza. Therefore, there's shayach to pigel. Lechem upon him. There's also a matir. The bazichin of the lavona are the matirs for lechem upon him. So it's also shayach for pigel. As opposed to Minchas Kohanim, there's no Kemitah. You put the whole Minchas Kohanim on the Mizbeach, and since there's no Kemitah, there's nothing to be Matir, because you don't eat anything, there's no Matir, Mimela, there's no Pigel either, and therefore Lechem Apanim is more like the Minchas Omer. And then finally, the Gemara says, Bishabasa, that the Minchas Omer and the Lechem Apanim are both brought on Shabbos, as opposed to the Minchas Kohanim is not. So for these reasons, we should think that the Lechem Apanim are more like the Minchas Omer, and should require Shemin. And where it says, in the end of the day, however, Mistavra Nefesh. What does Mistavra Nefesh mean? So Rashi says, if you look up five lines, Mistavra Minchas Kohanim, Havle Lirbuye, Mibnesha Minchas Ksiv Nefesh Lamanu, Dechom Minchas Yachad Tunashemin. In this context, the Pasuk, it says the word Nefesh, and Nefesh implies a Yachid, and therefore anytime there's a carbon Yachid, even a Minchas Kohanim, it should require the Shemin to be placed on it. And now the Gemara says the five lines up from the bottom here. Minchas Minacha, Mincha, the Gemara says, quoting the positive, Mincha L'Rabos, Mincha Shemini. Did I skip?
Oh.
Amar Mar. Aleh Levona, V'la Minchas Nesachim Levona. We said above the Pasuk Aleh means only that requires Levona, but not the Minchas Nesachim. Again, a Minchas Nesachim is a Mincha that accompanies the Behema, a carbon Behema. So the Gemara says Levona, that doesn't require Levona. Ema, maybe we should say Aleh Levona, only the Mincha, the Pasuk requires Levona, V'lo Minchas Kohanim Levona. Maybe the Minchas Kohanim doesn't require Levona. Mistavra Minchas Kohanim Havale L'Rebuye. It makes more sense to say that Minchas Kohanim does require Levona. It's included. Shekei Nisaron, it's a Nisaron, the shears of Nisaron for both of them. Belul, Balul, Belug, it's Balul, it's mixed together. Belug, it's a shear of the oil that's being used. Then the Mugashi requirement of Hagasha, like Mincha, the Minchas Omer requires Hagasha, so too the Minchas Kohanim requires Hagasha, but Minchas Nesachim doesn't require Hagasha. Biglal Atzma, they come independently on their own right, as opposed to Minchas Nesachim only comes because of the animal that's coming, and therefore Minchas Kohanim is similar to Minchas Omer. So the Gemara, and therefore they both require Levona. Where I says, no, Adar Abba, Minchas Nesachim Havali Rebuye, because Minchas Nesachim is more similar to Minchas Omer, in that Shekein Tzibora, they're both Karbanos Tzibor, and they're both Chovos, and they're both Itame, that's Docha Tuma, Bishabas, they're both Docha Shabbos. And where it says, in the end of the day, Mistavra Nefesh, really, Mistavra Nefesh, tell us what? The Rashi says, the last two lines, Mistavra Nefesh, it says, B'minchas Soles Ksiv Nefesh, Uksiv Levona. In the Minchas Solas, a regular stam mincha, it says the word nefesh, and it says you have to bring levona. And therefore, every time there's a minchas yachid, namely even a minchas kohen, that's a minchas yachid, that requires levona. And that's how we know the word nefesh is including that minchas kohen requires levona. Last five lines of the Amud here, the Gemara says, Mincha is Larabos Minchas Shmini. That the Minchas Shmini, the Levona, that the Mincha brought on the eighth day of the setting up the Mishkan, required Levona. Ve'ema Lahotzi. Hi, so maybe it should exclude it. Maybe we're telling us the Minchas Shmini should not have Levona. How do you know the word Mincha is coming to include? Maybe it should be to exclude. So Gemara says, hi, Mai, let's understand this for a moment. Iyamis Bishma Larabos Shapi. If you're saying it comes to include, this all makes sense. If you're telling me that the word mincha is coming to exclude mincha shmini, that it didn't require levona, lamali, what do you have to bring a pasuk for? Shah midoros lo yalfinon. The default is you can't learn a shah, a one-time event, from the doros. So the default would be, if I were to ask you, was there levona on mincha shmini, you would say no, because it doesn't say levona in the pasuk. And you're going to tell me, but don't we have Ladoros that every mincha requires Levona? We say, no, Shah lo gamrina midoros. We don't learn a one-time event from that which happened to Ladoros. So the default is really, it's excluded. So the word mincha must be coming to do the opposite and to include mincha shmini, that it did require Levona. Last three lines of the Amud here, he is lahotzi shtei alechem shelo yitanu lo shemen v'lo levona. The word he, it says in the pasuk, the end of that section was levona mincha He is saying this requires levone v'shemen, but something else, namely shtei lechem, does not require neither shemen or levona. So ema lahotzi minchas kohanim. Maybe it's coming to tell me that minchas kohanim shouldn't require shemen or levona. Mistavra minchas kohanim havel lerebuya. Makes more sense to include minchas kohanim, that it does require shemen and levona, because shekein isaron has the same shir v'isaron, and kli requires a kli, and matzah comes as a matzah as opposed to a challah. V'etzim comes on its own right. Hagasha requires hagasha. V'ishim it goes on the mizbeach. Fine. Adirabba, shteyalechem, havalei the rabuye, says the Gemara going on to Amud Beis. Shteyalechem should be included more, because it's similar to the Minchas Omer. How so? Shekein Tibor, both a shteyalechem and Minchas Omer, or a Karbonos Tibor. They're both chovos, they're tamei, they're doche tuma, de'achel, you eat part of it as opposed to Minchas Kohanim, you don't eat. Pigel, they're subject to pigel, but since there's a matir for both of them, v'shabasa, they're both matir, they're both doche Shabbos, it's a matir, there's a matir there. It's Matir the Chadash in the Rashi explains the Omer is Matir Chadash in Medina, so it turns Chadash into Yasham, and Shelechem is Matir Chadash in the Beis Hamikdash, so they both are Matir Chadash. And Tanufa, you have to wave them. Ba'aretz, you can only bring grains from Eretz Yisrael for the Shteya Alechem and for Omer, as opposed to Minchas Kohanim, you could get Tvua even from Chutz La'aretz. Bizman, there's a set Zman for these two of Shelechem and Minchas Omer, and it's both Chadash, you only can bring from Chadash, you can't bring from Yashan. And the end of the Vahani Nefishin, and the end of the day, there are more comparisons of Shtei Alechem to that of Minchas Omer, and therefore you should include Shtei Alechem to require Levonia and Shemim. The Gemara says in the end of the day, Mestavr Nefesh. Since it says Nefesh by Minchas Soles, and that says Levon and Shemim, it makes more sense to include Minchas Kohanim, which is also a Nefesh, which is also Minchas Yachid, that it should require Levon and Shemim to the exclusion of Shtei Alechem, which is not Nefesh, which is a carbon tzibur. Okay. Well, good guys, that was a lot. Fine. New Mishnah tells us in Amud Beis. Chayiv al shemen b'fnei atzmo v'chayiv al levona b'fnei atzmo. What is this talking about? So Rashi tells us if a person places on a minchas chote. Minchas chote, the end of the mission, Amud Aleph said that you don't place shemen or levona on a minchas chote. The Gemara explains, I think Rabbi Shimon explains the reasoning is because we want the minchas chote not to be mehudr. Be very dry type of carbon. When the guy's asking for kapara, it shouldn't be a very pretty mincha he's bringing. But if a person does put shemen on the minchas chote, or he places levona, he's chayiv malchus for doing so. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nasan aleh shemen pasav. You pour oil onto it, it's disqualified. There's no way of fixing it. In addition to you getting a chiv, an iser, and malchus, you can't fix it. It's pasav forever. But if a person places lavona, that's very simple, yalketena. You know, it's not possible. You may have violated an iser, but all you have to do is now remove the lavona, and the remaining solas, the remaining flour, is permitted to be placed as a carbon mincha. Gemara then says, Nasan shemen al shireha eino over below sase. But let's say you pour oil, not on the mincha, but on the shirayim, you pour it onto the shirayim, that's not a violation. Now the Minchas Chinuch points out, although there's no lav, it still is an iser. You don't get malchus for it, but there still is an iser. So I'm not getting something here because I thought you're allowed to. The shirayim is meant to be eaten with oil in any way you want to. Maybe it's referring to, I guess, only Minchas Chote. I'm not sure. I thought we learned the other day that you're allowed to fry the shirayim in oil and make it in a very gadula type of way.
With dvash, I think you said.
That's only with dvash you're allowed to, but not shemen?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that Gemara was talking about dvash.
Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe dvash is allowed, but not shemen. Okay, maybe that's the answer. So then the Gemara says, let's say nasan kli agave kli lo pasal. Let's say you place oil in a cup, and you put that cup on top of the mincha, that's fine. The only violation is pouring oil directly into the mincha, schote, but to place it into a kli, which is then on top of the mincha, that is not does not disqualify him, because all you have to do is simply remove the kli of oil, and everything remains fine. So the Gemara now quotes a brayso, Tana Rabbanan, lo yosim aleh shemen, person should not place oil on the mincha, schote, v'im sham, if one does so, pasul, it's disqualified. Yachal lo yitein aleh levona v'im nasan pasul. One may think the same thing by levona. Don't put levona on the minchas chote, and if you do, it should be pasul. Just like placing the shemen disqualifies the minchas chote. Tamalomar ki chatas, that's still chatas, meaning even after a person places levona, it's still called a chatas in the pasuk. So just read the pasuk. The pasuk says, I'm reading the second half of the pasuk, lo yosim aleh shemen v'lo yitein aleh levona ki chatasi. It only says ki chatasi with regards to levona. When you place levona on it, it's still chatas. Don't worry, you could fix it. It's not possible. Just remove the levona. So the Gemara says, Yachal af v'shemen, one may think, so just like Lavona, even when Lavona is there, it's still called a chatas and still kosher, one may think that it should also be kosher by the shemen. And therefore, it says, Yachal af v'shemen, which should be kosher if you place it on top of the minchas chote. Tamalomar hi, it says, chatas hi, only the Lavona mixed together, it's still called a chatas, but the shemen mixed together, it's possible, it's no longer considered a chatas. Why do we think when the shemen's there it's disqualified, but when the levona is there it's not disqualified? What's the difference? I disqualify shemen because it's impossible to extract the oil once mixed together with the flour. But when it comes to machshir ani b'levona, I'm going to qualify the levona she'efshir l'lokta because you can remove each piece of levona. To ask the Gemara now, by Rabba bar Rapuna, the Rabbi Yochanan. Nasan ale levona shchoka. Let's say you put very finely ground levona inside the flour, where it's impossible to take it. It's very fine powder, and you can't remove it now. It's impossible. What would the din be there? Mao mishum de afshel lokta, b'hai lo afshel lokta. Is the only reason why we qualify that levona when mixed together is because you can remove it. But when it's so finely ground, you can't remove it, and therefore this should be disqualified as well, even though it's only levona. Odilma mishum de lo mivle v'hal nami lo mivle. Or is the problem because shemen is absorbed in the actual parts of the flour, but levona doesn't get absorbed in it. It might be hard to remove, but it's not absorbed in it. And since even though it's finely ground, it's not absorbed, maybe it should not be disqualified, and you should be able to use it as a mincha. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Tashma ulavona yakatena. The Brisa tells me the main reason here is because you're able to gather up. So as long as you're able to yaktenu, is it permitted? But if you're not able to yaktenu, then it's going to be possible. In this particular case, since it's so finely ground, you can't gather it up, it should be disqualified. The Gemara says, no. Dilma chada v'od kamar. Maybe they're saying there's two reasons. Chada, which the Gemara doesn't mention, the more obvious reason is chada de la mivle. The reason why Lavona doesn't disqualify the mincha is because it's not absorbed in the mincha. Oh, there's a second reason, but a secondary reason though. Yakatana. But the primary reason is really about it being absorbed, and that's really what's important. If it's not absorbed, it's going to be still a kosher carbon. So there's no raya from there. Tashma, again, another brisa, machshir ani b'levona, I'm going to permit b'levona, she'efshir l'lokta, you could collect it. So Gemara, so we see clearly the emphasis is the ability to collect it or not collect it. So hachanami, here as well, I'll say the same thing, chadiv od kamar, there's one reason of yevlenu, which is the primary reason, and then there's a secondary reason, for some reason, according to the Gemara's understanding, the brisa is only mentioning the secondary reasoning of yalketana, but the primary reason, again, is the mivle. We don't have an answer. So my havale, what's the bottom line? What would the case be if a finely ground levona is mixed together with a mincha? Is it kosher or not? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tanya, the pasuk says, Minchas chote, minchas kenos, shenosna le levona, milaket es halavona ukshera. So the halach is, if you have the minchas chote or minchas kenos, both of which don't require levona, it's disqualified with levona, or if you have to do is remove the levona. Vim achelo likate levonasa, let's say you put the levona in the mincha and you didn't collect it yet, and then while it was still mixed together you had a machshava pigel bein l'chutz l'zmano bein l'chutz l'mkamot pasul vein bokaris, it's disqualified not because of pigel, it's possible because of it has levona in it, and your machshava pigel won't have any effect because right now this is a pasul carbon with levona mixed together with the mincha. But in Mishalikit, if you remove the Lavona, and now it's a Lavona-free Mincha, Mishalikit Lavonasa, and then now, after it's removed from the Lavona, Mechashiv Aleh Chutz L'mkomo, Pasav Eim HaKaretz, but it's Chutz L'zmano, Pigol, V'chayavim L'HaKaretz. So we see from here that the emphasis is all about being malakated or not being malakated, and nothing to do at all with being absorbed or not being absorbed. Okay. Gemara now says, the Tave Pach. Let's say when the Lavona spills onto the Minchal, let it be like as if the oil spilled on top of it. And therefore, by my Pasav Machshava, Dichoyu. Don't we have a concept of Dichoy? Dichoy is when something is no longer relevant, it's Dichoy. And once something is Dichoy, once something is pushed away, you can never rehabilitate it back in the world of Karbanos. So we're saying he's questioning the Brayis above. The Brayis said when the Lavona was in the Mincha, it's currently Pasul. And then if you remove the Lavona, now it becomes kosher again. So ask the Gemara, isn't that called Dichoy? When the Lavona was there, it's Dichoy, it's pushed off. How are we able to rehabilitate a Mincha if it was already possible? So Amar Bai says, there's a special Gzeres HaKasav. You're right. In general, when something is Dichoy, it's pushed off from a mitzvah, you can never bring it back in, you have to start anew. When it comes to the case of a Mincha, it's a special exception because the Pasuk says, Chates Karya Rachmana. The Pasuk calls it a Chates. Even though the Lavona is mixed together, it's still called a Chates. We don't have the Dichoy when it comes to Lavona. This is a special exception based on the Gzeres HaKasav. Rav Amar, no. This is not an exception. Hamani Chanan HaMitzri. This is Chanan HaMitzri, who in general holds the less the dichuyin. He doesn't hold a dichuy anywhere else. According to the way we paskin that there is dichuy, Lavona would be dichuy as well. And Lavona is mixed together. Even if you remove the Lavona, you can't fix it. But this is a das yachad of Chanan HaMitzri that he says there is no dichuy. Where do we find that he holds this way? The Tani, the Braita, tells us Chanan HaMitzri Omer Afilu Dam Bekos Mevi Chaveru Shlo Bahagrala Umizaveg Lo. The Gemara is talking about in Yuma, you have the Shnei Seirim. You have to do the Hagrala, Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. Let's say you shecht the Sar Lashem, you have the blood. Now the Sar Lazazel drops dead before you push it off the cliff. So we pass him to do everything all over again because they have to always be partners with each other. Chanan HaMitzri says, not a big deal. Even though that dropped dead, just bring another goat and bring it and push it off the cliff. Even though this one, for a moment, had no partner, the blood in this cup of the Sar Lashem had no partner, and currently it's Dichoy, until you bring the other one, he's not concerned with Dichoy, just bring another partner, and you could still use that kos shel sar lashem. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, kol shebiyada Allah havi Dichoy. No, he says, even we who paskin that there's Dichoy, it's only Dichoy when you don't have the ability to fix something. But when it's in your hands, in your ability to fix something, like the case of Lavona, you could just remove all the Lavona, that's not called Dichoy, and therefore, this doesn't that concern is not relevant. Amar Rav Ada, Kavase the Rav Ashi Mistavra. Rav Ashi makes the most sense. Rav Ashi was the one who held this last opinion that Kol Shabiyado Lahavi Dichoy. How does it make the most sense? The man Shmasle de Isle Dichoyin. Who's the one who does hold of Dichoy in general? Who's that opinion? It's Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yuma, V'od, quoting the Mishnah, V'od, Amar Rav Yehuda, Nishbach Adam Yamos HaMishalech. If the blood, you shech the Sar Lashem, you have the blood. And now you have the Sar L'Mishaleach, which is the Sar L'Azazel, being pushed off the cliff. Before you push off the cliff, someone spills over the blood of the Sar L'Hashem. So what happens? Yomus HaMishaleach. You have to let the Mishaleach die, says Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to start all over again. Because once that Sar Mishaleach loses its partner, the blood spills, that currently, there's no second goat, that Sar Mishaleach has a partner. It's called Dichoy. So why not bring another Sar Lashem to shecht it? Because once you have Dichoy, we can never bring it back. You can never rehabilitate it. Rabbi Yehuda requires to bring in two new fresh goats. So that's how he holds. And he also holds not only if the blood of the Sar Lashem spills, but also let's say the Sar LaAzazel, the Sar LaMishalech that's being sent off, drops dead. So and you have the blood of the Sar Lashem, you can't save the blood until a second goat comes in. He says, Yishbach Adam, you have to pour the blood out. Because during those moments when the Sar Mishalech dropped dead, the Sar Lashem's blood had no partner, and that's called Dichoy, and therefore you have to start all over again. So he's the opinion behind Dichoy. Vil hacha heichad biyado, when there's a situation where it's biyado to fix it, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, kos hayam imali midam hatarovos, vizarko, zrika achas, keneged hayesod. So what does he hold? If you take a look at Rashi here, Rashi says, four lines up from the bottom here, midam hatarovos, perek tamen nishchad, gemar msachim, kos hayam imali midam hatarovos, shal psachim, shenis matzu ala ritzpah. They had a little kos that gathered together all the different bloods of the various karbonos Pesach that were shechted on Erev Pesach. Mishum dechashinu la'achar sheniskab haldam echad nepsachim nishbach la'aretz v'lo nizrach. There was a chashash that after they caught the blood of one of the psachim, it may have spilled to the floor and they never did a zrika on the mizbeach. V'hasha mishtari bezrika dehai kos dekayim la nishbach haldam min akli al ritzba vasvu kasher. Says if you pick it up, you gather it together, you can... You can, it's kosher. In other words, what he's trying to say here is a lacha we learned in Zvachim. If you shecht an animal and the blood falls onto the floor right away, it's possible. But let's say you caught it, the coin caught it, he did a Kabbalah. But then it spilled, you could pick it up again. As long as there's an initial Kabbalah, you could pick up the spilled dam. So here as well, even though it spilled on the floor, you would think the blood on the floor would be dichoy, because you didn't do the zrika. It's not right for zrika when it's on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're able to scoop up the blood from all the blood mixed together and do one zrika onto the mizbeach. Ah, isn't that dichoy? Elamai, we see that in a situation where it's biyado, where you're able to fix it, even Rabbi Yehuda himself, although in general he holds a dichoy, when it's biyado, he allows it to work. So here as well, when the lavona is there in the mix together with the minchas chote or minchas kenos, right now it's possible, it's disqualified, and you would think it's dichoy. But since it's biyado to fix it, you could remove the lavona, therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would permit you to do so, and would be a kasher karbon. Everyone have a wonderful day.